You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Scott Eckersley, filling in for Cheryl today. Lansing City officials say that this Tuesday's vote on a millage increase ballot proposal is critical, and without its approval, city services will be significantly impacted. To talk about that, on the phone with me is City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Now, the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce coming out against the 4 mil tax increase proposal that will be on the May 3rd ballot. The chamber says this isn't the right time for a tax increase, not until the city has made every effort to consolidate services. How do you respond?
Well, these are tough times for all of us. I guess I have to respond directly and say that the city of Lansing has been changing the way it does business. It's been downsizing for at least the last 4 years. Our workforce today is 200 employees less than it was. We've decreased from somewhere north of 1,200 employees to less than 1,000 today. The budget that's before the city council and where the millage is a discussion point, should that fail, our city staffing will reduce to 836. We have combined some services. We have regionalized some services. If you think about the 911 center, where we're working with East Lansing and the county to consolidate that into one center, we've moved the city zoo to a broader base of funding with Ingham County. We have reorganized our public service and parks department. We've made adjustments across the board, really everywhere except for police and fire. So I think we've been working hard. Sure, is there more to do? Is there more we can do? We're continually looking at that, but we've been working hard. We've been working hard for the last 4 or 5 years.
Now, while residents may end up supporting the increase, is there a concern about the negative impact the tax hike will have on Lansing businesses?
Well, of course, there's always a concern in this economy. There's no question that for some folks, taxes will go up. For a lot of other folks, because of the rapid fall in property values, folks, although their millage may go up, may not actually see an increase in the taxes. So it's going to be on an individual-by-individual basis. I mean, for example, we know that about two-thirds of the property tax payers that own homes, they won't see their tax dollar go up. The tax bill go up in terms of dollars. All their mills will go up, but their value will go down. That's true in a number of commercial and retail establishments as well.
I wanted to ask you about EFMs. There's been so much discussion about emergency financial managers.
Sure.
What makes the financial management in Lansing different from that of municipalities that may end up facing a potential bankruptcy here?
Well, we're nowhere near bankruptcy. I think that's number one. Number two, what we have been doing for the last 4 or 5 years is to live within our means. I think that's the key difference. Do you live within your means or do you not? We've been doing that. We're a double-A rated municipality. So, we've got a good, strong credit rating. We've got people to pay attention to the basics. And we've got a mayor that says, live within our means. So let's not put ourselves in a situation where anybody even thinks about an EFM for the city of Lansing.
In those communities that are facing the potential need for an EFM, do you view that as largely due to mismanagement?
I think that it's a lot more complex than that. I think that this economy has put pressures on governments across the board. If you look at the city of Lansing, for example, if we back to our FY, what we call the FY10 budget, we had a budget of $117 million at the beginning of the year. Year ended, we had taken in $108 million. This year's budget's $109, and next year's is $99.5 million. So you can see it's a revenue problem. And you put that on top of communities who have seen great economic loss, great population loss, and at the same time, you see increased demand for services. You see an aging infrastructure. It's a tough road to hoe for a lot of folks. And that's not mismanagement. That's trying to react to things that you can't control. And I didn't even start talking about the state and how it's tried to solve its problems by pulling resources from the cities.
Right. In fact, looking ahead with the state revenue sharing funds presumably now permanently reduced, would you be surprised if the budget will need to be further reduced here in Lansing in upcoming years?
Well, you know, the good news, bad news story, but our budget right now assumes that the state can't do any worse to us in terms of revenue sharing. The governor's proposal essentially has taken away all of the revenue sharing that he can put his hands on. Now, he talks about giving it back under certain conditions, but we don't know what that means, and we don't know when we're going to find that out. So, essentially, it's taken away all that they can in terms of revenue sharing. There are some other things. We get a lot of money for fire protection from the state for, and of course, we've got a lot of state buildings. It's great to be the capital and to have, you know, lots of employees here, but, you know, somebody's got to respond if there's a fire. Somebody's got to have the capacity to respond. State has historically paid something toward that. We don't think they pay near enough given the amount of property they have, and now they're talking about cutting that further.
Lansing City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose, thank you for joining me.
Okay, glad to do it. Good night.
The 4-mil tax increase proposal will be on the May 3rd ballot here in Lansing. We'll be right back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.